Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and I have my guest on today, Lizbeth Calandrino. And Lizbeth is going to take over, and she's going to interview a friend of hers, John DeVoy, who is president of the Neighborhood Association in Albany. So, Liz, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. Hi, thank you, Cynthia. So today I have with me John DeVoy, who is the president of the Hudson Park Association. John, how long have you been living in Albany?
Hi, Liz. Hi, Cynthia. Thanks so much for having me. I've been living in Albany for the last 8 years, and I've moved to the Hudson Park Center Square area about 5 years ago.
Well, I know. How does a guy get from Long Island to Clemson University and then wind up in Albany? Tell me about your journey, John.
Well, my journey from Long Island to South Carolina involved my mom moving us down there in my senior year of high school, right after my senior year. So we looked at schools down there. I picked Clemson. And upon graduating, I got an internship back on Long Island. And, I had done an internship on Long Island. After graduating, that internship offered me a full-time job. So I took that, and then I worked on Long Island for 2 or 3 years. And then a friend of mine up in Albany was starting up a business. So I figured I would try that out. I moved up here, and I liked the area so much, I decided to stay, and it's been 8 years.
Wow. Well, we're happy to have you up here, John, and actually glad that you're president of Hudson Park Association. Could you tell me, tell us a little bit about these neighborhood associations?
All right, Hudson Park Neighborhood Association. First, let's start with where it's located. A lot of people in the area are familiar with Lark Street, and a majority of our neighborhood is right off of Lark Street, specifically in between Hudson Avenue and Park Avenue. And then from the east side, we start on South Swan, and we go all the way up to basically Larkett and Willett. So we're those 8 blocks, and we are a not-for-profit organization. Our essential goals are simple. We're basically here to foster a spirit of community. We're trying to encourage diversity in the neighborhood, clean streets, no crime, basically just improving the neighborhood experience for all residents and business owners in the area.
Well, John, how did you choose Hamilton Street?
I was at the time living on Lancaster, and I was renting. And I had subscribed to alerts on a real estate site to notify me anytime my home went for sale. I had been looking for about 2 years, and I saw about 20 to 30 homes. And then as soon as I saw the one on Hamilton pop up, I immediately asked my realtor to show me the home. And I don't know, I walked into the front door, walked into the living room, and I immediately fell in love with the house. And I had an offer on it within, I'd say, about 48 hours. So I haven't looked back since, and it's been about a year and a half.
You know, I think that's how we all do it in these neighborhoods, John. We kind of fall in love with the houses, and once you step into your house, like, nothing else matters, does it?
Absolutely, yeah. And then even since then, not only falling in love with the house, but falling in love with Hamilton Street and the neighbors on the street. I've been here a year and a half, and I've already met lifelong friends. I didn't expect that, but it happened pretty quick.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, isn't it, that once you move into one of these neighborhoods, you know, everybody is really so nice and friendly and, I think, make you feel really welcome. But, you know, you stepped up to the plate, John. That's not an easy job that you took. How come you decided to do that?
Well, I'm very passionate about this neighborhood. The people I've met, I care about them deeply. I care about the neighborhood deeply. And it seems like over the past maybe 10 to 20 years, it's been a small handful carrying the weight of the whole neighborhood. So when I realized that there was an open position for the presidency and somebody had mentioned that I should run, I welcomed it. And yes, I knew it was going to be a lot of work, but I figured it was time for a new group of people to come in and help carry the load, because a small handful have been doing that for so long. So we're just trying to basically carry the torch and get a lot of extra members and help the folks out that have been doing it for so long.
John, how many people are in the association?
Right now we have about 130 active members. I believe maybe 100 to 110 of them live within our neighborhood, and then there's 10 to 20 that are out of state who just happen to be paying their dues. But we have about 110 resident members, roughly.
Wow, that's a lot of people. You know, I didn't even realize that was how many that we had here. So you've got a pretty good base of people that can help, right?
Well, yes. Not only that, but our estimate is that we have in the neighborhood roughly 1,200 to 1,500 residents in total. So, yes, we do have 100 members, but we'd like to see that number grow to 200 to 300. And we'd also like to see our participation numbers grow. It seems like currently we have the same, 10 to 20 or 30 people that show up for all these events. But we'd like to see that number increase to maybe 50, 60, 70, just to help spread the responsibilities.
Well, that sounds like quite a challenge, John. So, How are you putting this together? How do you see this organization running? What's your thoughts about that?
I think first things first, we have to get all streets throughout the entire neighborhood as involved as possible. I think there, for whatever reason over the years, Madison Avenue, maybe it's because it's a busy street, seems to be almost an artificial barrier that we sometimes don't always look across when we're considering events for the organization. So what we're doing early on this year is we have a few goals specifically targeted towards the south side of Madison Avenue, specifically Park Avenue, Myrtle, Irving, Elm, and Jefferson. So block captains is one thing. We're going to have block captains on each of these streets, basically, so we have everyone, at least one member from every street, working together towards a common goal. I think that's step one.
Okay. For those of you that just joined in, this is Liz Calandrino, and I am on Focus on Albany, and I'm interviewing John DuBois, who is president of the Hudson Park Association. John, what do you see as the challenges for you in recruiting and growing your association?
The challenges are, I don't really view them as challenges. I think, if anything, historically, we haven't had as many members as we wanted, so I guess you could consider that as a challenge. We have, like I said earlier, about 110 members, maybe 30 to 40 of which participate in our work days and our other events. So I guess one of the challenges is to increase those numbers. But after that, I think everything is a surmountable task that the group that we have can accomplish pretty much anything we set our minds to. So it's almost as if it's not even a challenge.
Well, you're doing a really good job, and you bring a lot of energy to the neighborhood, which really helps out. But again, I'm wondering, what about working with other neighborhood associations? Do you think that's what might be another way to go about this, to, involve them too?
Absolutely. We work very closely with the Center Square Neighborhood Association. Jackie Ring, the president there, has been the president for a few years now, and she's got great experience. So we communicate with Center Square on a regular basis. We're always getting feedback from them. We actually do three events a year with the Center Square Association. But not only do we want to work with them, but we also have a meeting scheduled with the presidents of other nearby associations. And also we meet once a month with CANA, which is the whole collection of the Albany Neighborhood Associations, and we share ideas. We see what's working, what's not working, how can we improve membership, how can we communicate more effectively, what technologies are out there. So we are making steps towards working with the other associations, communicating on a regular basis and learning from each other.
Well, you also do, a weekly newsletter, John? Is that a weekly? And then you do a lot of postings on online. So I think that seems to work. What do you think?
Yes, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback about the weekly newsletter. It's something that we started very early on in December, and it's just a good way to touch base with people in the community, let them know properties that have gone up for sale, maybe new rentals that have gone up. We've also posted links to See Click Fix reports just so people are aware of maybe graffiti in a certain area of the neighborhood or illegal trash being put out on the wrong day of the week. And we also have fun things like a picture of a week. Maybe we do a notice about our next upcoming event and just other odds and ends. It's just a small thing we do to help like build a sense of community in the area.
Wow, that sounds like quite a task. You know, the other night you and I were down listening to the mayor, you know, at the State of the City, and there was kind of a lot of disruption going on. How do you see that as, you know, about the neighborhoods? What do you see about the piece of the crime and, you know, some of the distrust? How do you think you could, how will you approach some of that?
Well, like you said, there's definitely an issue with the distrust. And I think one thing that will help, and the mayor pointed this out on Monday, is the addition of the bodysuit cameras. I think a lot of people hear about an incident that happens with the police department, and it becomes hearsay very quickly on both sides. But I think having video evidence will quickly show people on both sides what the other person was going through at that moment. So I think that's going to be a step in the right direction.
Okay, well, it was also good to hear. I mean, you know, don't you think to hear what people are thinking? You know, sometimes we get so much involved in our own neighborhoods that we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And for anyone else that was there that night, I'm sure they felt the same way. But it was a very powerful emotional presence in City Hall. It's always a powerful thing to see people exercising free speech, regardless of where it takes place. So, myself, I was actually glad that people were able to express their opinion. They did so in a peaceful manner. So they raised awareness. They accomplished their goal. So I think going forward, the line of communication should probably be established to where these things are worked out beforehand, so it's not necessarily a surprise at these events. I mean, this is clearly an issue. I think we need to work with both sides to get to the bottom of the problem, not only what happened, but how do we move forward as well.
Yeah, I think you're right on, John. How do we move forward? And I just want everybody to know, you know, this is John DuBois, who is president of the Hudson Park Association. John, how would they get a hold of you if they want to become involved or just talk to you, people with ideas?
If people want to volunteer, we've set up an email address. It's volunteer@hudsonpark.org. If you send an email just saying what your general interests are, we will reply, letting you know of our next meeting, which happens to be Wednesday, February 17th at 7 o'clock. Or you can give a phone call if that's easier. We've set up a new phone number for the Hudson Park Neighborhood Association. It's 518-360-1070. So a phone call or an email is welcome.
John, where do they hold the meetings?
The meetings are held at the AME Church on Hamilton Street.
Okay. I love your energy, John. So what kind of great things do you have planned for the summer? What are your committees up to, and what committees do you have?
We have several committees, including a beautification committee, and one of the beautification tasks, well, we have several, that we're initiating this year is a block beautification program. Specifically, what this is we target one specific block in the neighborhood, and we organize several work days. Maybe we're planting trees, maybe we're putting mulch in the flower beds and the tree beds, maybe we're working with the residents on that block to trim tree branches in front of the lights to make the street brighter. We're basically focusing on a block at a time, beautifying it. Obviously, we're doing this on a continual basis throughout the neighborhoods in general, but if we feel like we've got a focused, targeted effort on a specific block and really make it shine, it can be contagious, it'll make the residents engaged, and it'll really help beautify the neighborhood slowly but surely. So that's the first thing we have on our list for this year.
You know, I think you're right. I love when we get out there and we pull weeds, you know, I don't, you know, it just looks so great after we do that. So I think you're right. It is contagious. I want to just bring up the bid for a minute. You know, it's not part of, you know, it's not the Hudson Park Association, but how do you think, I mean, the bid, you know, the bid is out there. We have a new, you know, person in charge of that. How do you think we might be able to help them too? You know, do you think we can do something for those businesses on Lark Street?
Absolutely. And I've had lengthy conversations with Shauna Collins, the executive director of the bid, as well as several business owners in the area. And we are working very closely on several different goals this year. But one thing that I've told them on several occasions is that our objective this upcoming year is to really enhance the residential experience. We want to essentially turn our community into a customer base for Lark Street and the bid and all the businesses, so they don't have to worry about parking. Because a lot of one of the prohibitors of entry to business on Lark Street historically has been the lack of parking. So you have a lot of businesses that want to build on Lark Street, but they're afraid there's not enough spots for people to park and frequent their business. So our goal is to beautify our neighborhoods, encourage people to move here, encourage their friends to visit here, and then essentially people will walk out of their homes and you don't really need the parking lot anymore because you have an entire neighborhood of residents that are going to walk to your business and they're going to buy dinner, they're going to buy coffee. If a shop opens up, they're going to get an ice cream there or buy souvenirs. But we want to do that for the businesses on the bed.
Wow, that sounds like a great idea. What about, let's see, what events do we have coming up, John? We have the garden tour, right? You're going to be on the tour this year, right?
Yes, I am, and you are too, correct?
Yes, I am.
That's going to be exciting, yes. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I know, I was just going to say, talk a little bit about that, because I think that's one of those wonderful events in the spring, summertime, where we can actually show out that we actually have backyards.
Yeah, it's one of our most fun events that we do. We actually do it with the historic Albany Foundation as well as Center Square. It's us three that get together, and we showcase about 12 to 15 homes in this area. And essentially, people just they buy a ticket, and they get a map of all the homes on the tour, and they walk around the streets and view each home. You get to walk in through the front door, and you walk usually through the first floor and see the old interesting decorations of the home and the architecture. A lot of these homes are built in the 1870s, 1860s. And then you also get to walk out of the rear of the house into the garden area. And everyone's got a different garden set up. But you would be surprised how beautiful these gardens are. A lot of people think that there's not that much gardens in the area. But once you go on the tour, you'd be surprised what you see.
You know, you're right, but I'm not really surprised. Because I can look over and see your garden, and you have been working on it furiously. So yours is going to definitely be one of the hits, you know, for the show. What about that movable feast? That takes place a little longer, but that involves us too, right?
Yes, the movable feast is an event being put on by the Historic Albany Foundation. I believe it takes place at the plaza, or it starts at the plaza. But basically what that is you meet at the plaza, and then you don't know exactly where you're going until you've met at the plaza, and you're given an address. And then you walk to the address, and then you have a dinner for four hosted by a volunteer. And it's just a nice way to walk around the neighborhood, see the homes, and somebody will cook you dinner. It's a great experience. I haven't done it yet, but I'm looking forward to this year.
It is a good experience. Just to be in one of these homes in our area or around the area, you know, we always have a lot of people walking up and down the streets, and, you know, people will stop and say, you know, is this house for sale, or what a great house. And, you know, I think that's a good way to show off the neighborhood and hopefully get more people to buy down here. I don't know. Do we have anything for sale in our area, John, that you know of?
There's, in our specific neighborhood, I believe there's about 12 homes for sale. It seems like we have about one or two pop up every other week. We just had two go up this past week. There's one on Jefferson, beautiful home, built in 1853, I believe. There's another home for sale on Garden Alley, and actually another one went up 2 days ago, right on Madison Avenue, in the old school, the old school there, right next to the old police station. So yeah, there's plenty of real estate available currently in our area.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a very exciting spring and summer, John. And again, this is John Du Bois, who is president of the Hudson Park Association. And again, John, as we wrap it up, do you want to tell us again how we get a hold of you? And maybe you could just mention the Hudson Park list, and there's a Facebook page and Twitter and all that stuff, right, John?
Yes, absolutely. And access to all that information can be found at our website, which is hudsonpark.org. And for people that want more info about hudsonpark.org, we've set up an email address, which is info@hudsonpark.org. Just send an email, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible if you have any questions. We also have a phone number. The area code is 518. Phone number is 360-1070. So folks are welcome to call, email, visit the website. Just get in touch with us. We'll get back to you as soon as possible. And we look forward to hearing from people.
John, thank you so much for your time. I hope that your tenure there, you'll probably be in for the next 10 years because we won't let you out. thank you. We don't want you moving back to South Carolina. Thank you so much for your commitment to the neighborhoods and, you know, stepping up to the plate and, you know, wanting to keep this area alive and that you're so connected to the pulse of our city. So thank you very much. Again, this is Liz Calandrino. This is Focus on Albany. Thank you very much. Bye, John. Thanks.
Bye, Liz. Thank you.